Hi there. The word for you today is on prayer. In Matthew 7 verse 11, Jesus said, "Your Father in heaven will give good gifts to those who ask." Phillips Brooks said, "Pray the largest prayers. You cannot think of a prayer so large that God, in answering it, will not wish you had made it larger." We love our children, and we want to be generous with them. And that's how God feels about us. Listen to the words of Christ. "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" Some of us have difficulty accepting the gifts God gives us, particularly material things. One lady said, "I distinctly remember feeling that God must have had his wires crossed. I mean, why would he do that for me? In fact, I felt guilty, as if I'd somehow acquired something God didn't really want me to have." Stop and think how cruel the following words would sound if they represented your attitude as a parent. "I'm too busy. I don't want to hear about your lost bike or your school problem. Don't bother me with your personal requests. I'll take care of everybody else but you. If you love me, you'll survive on bread and water. Sure, I'm rich, but why would I give you anything? Back off." Good parents don't talk like that, do they? Mm-mm. They want only the best for their children. So, take a good parent's feeling for their child, multiply it exponentially, and you'll only begin to understand how God feels about you. Nobody's voice sounds sweeter to him than yours. Nothing in all the world could keep him from directing his full attention to your requests. So, come to him in prayer.